Just one halakha in the laws of berachot. Question was asked, a person ate some mizonot, even let's say he ate the shi'ud of a kezayit, the measurement of a kezayit, where normally he's required to make a beracha harona of ala mechya. However, his intention was now he wants to go straight into a meal, where he's going to go wash now and make the shadayim and hamotzi. So he wants to know, does he have to make a beracha harona on the mizonot that he ate before the meal, or do we say, no, he can just wash and it's covered with the birkat hamazon that he's eventually going to make on the bread? The case really happens a lot of times on Shabbat morning, where a person's having what we call in Arabic the maza. He's having, you know, some hors d'oeuvres before lunch. So he takes a kibbeh and a lahmajin, and he has a couple of little food over there, and he makes a couple of berachot, and then he's going to go wash and make the tilat shadayim and hamotzi. So the guy wants to know, before he makes hamotzi, does he have to, you know, finish with beracha achronah, the stuff that he had before? So it's actually a machloket between the Ben Ish Chai and Acham Avadya on this subject. While it's the opinion of the Ben Ish Chai in Parashat Naso to make a beracha harona ala mechya on which you ate previously, it is the opinion of Acham Avadya that you do not make a beracha harona because it's questionable the birkat hamazon that you ultimately are going to make might cover that stuff. So that would be the rule of safek berachot leakel. Now, preferably one should not put himself in this dilemma. Jeez, if you're planning on eating mizonot before the seuda, try to eat less than a kezayit, so you have no issues. You don't put yourself in this quandary. Chavadiyah gives another solution to get out of the quandary. Even if you ate, let's say, a shoot of a kezayit, make the beracha harona if you want, and then wait a little while until you go wash for that motzi, which means make like a hefsek, you know, take a walk, go outside, you know, do a little break in order to separate between the two eatings, and you'd also get around that. The same would apply also if you ate fruit before the meal. You know, sat down, you had some fruit, whatever it is, a fruit salad or something like that, and now you want to wash. Sometimes at the weddings, they serve a cocktail first, and then after that, people sometimes get up and wash. They want to know, do I have to make a beracha harona on the fruit cocktail, or is it covered? It's the same machloket between the Ben Ish Chai and Acham Avadya. Again, while the Ben Ish Chai says, you make a borei nefashot on the cocktail, the Acham Avadya says it's a safek berachot also. So therefore the same thing, either eat less than a kezayit, or eat the shi'ur, make a beracha harona, and make a interruption, a hefsek, before the next meal. But if you did eat the proper shi'ur, you would not make a beracha harona on anything if it's going to be followed immediately by a seudah with bread.